Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
There may be moments when you wish you could program your kids like that smart device or even a robot to do exactly what you want them to do when you want them to do it, just and leave it at that. Let me know how that works for you. I'm John Fuller, along with Danny Huerta, who directs our parenting and youth team here at Focus on the Family, and we're going to hear now from Bible teacher Jody Behrendt, who has done a lot of research on parenting adult kids. She's talked to a lot of parents and has some great insights and has written a book called Praying the Scriptures for Your Adult Children. Here she is now in a conversation with Focus President Jim Daly.
Jody, let's get to it. Describe what a prayer blessing sounds like for our adult children.
Okay, I love that you say prayer blessing, because one of the things I think people who have adult children sometimes face is I'm not sure I like the choice my child has made. You know, kids don't come to adulthood the same way we do, all those traditional markers of go to school, get a job, find a place to rent, find someone to marry, get a home. You know, although they do things differently, out of order, they skip some steps, they make choices that we might not always agree with. And yet, as we pray for our kids, I think we can also bless them. We don't have to agree with everything they're doing to say, I bless you. Right. You know, and pull some of those blessings out of Scripture. Our family loves the number 6 one. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine on you. And there's so many others. I do a whole chapter on blessing, but because a blessing is not the same thing as an endorsement.
Yes.
You know, it's not saying, get on you, roger that, way to go, and, you know, your life a sin. It's not that. It's just saying, I'm forecasting God's favor over your life. Yeah. I'm speaking favor over your life. I'm opening the door so God can work these blessings and provide them in your life.
Mm. Now, how does a parent overcome the obvious and still pray in a positive way?
Well, I love that question, because it really gets to the heart of what this is all about. And as I interviewed parents for the book and hearing their stories, there were a lot of folks whose kids were walking a very tough road.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual sin, faith crisis, walking away, prodigal children, all of that. And these parents cried out to the Lord, and it was very interesting, because it was almost like, you know, I could have put them in a soundproof booth where they didn't know what each other was saying, but a refrain that I heard over and over again was, as they took those fears and those worries to God and said, what do I do? What they felt like the Lord said to them was, love them. Love your kids.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing is wrong. You've spent, you know, years lecturing them, teaching them, trying to plant God's word and his commands. They know. You don't have to remind them of that. You got to love them and pray for them and trust me to work in their lives. The prayer verse I have hung on to in my adult children parenting more than any other is Philippians 2:13. And that's where Paul says that it's God who works in us to will and to act according to his good purpose. The NLT translation, New Living, I think, says God energizes us to do and desire that which pleases him. Mm. And I've prayed that. I've said, Lord, my kids are doing this or that. It's not lining up with what I think is your best plan. So would you energize them to do and desire that which would please you?
You know, and this is the right thing. You're saying the right things. You're living the right things in that regard. I believe in the book you share a story about a friend who maybe is part of that group you're referring to, but they were living what I would say is a real world example, where their daughter was cohabiting with a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And that, here's a shocker to all our Christian parents. That is a normal issue now. We hear about that here at Focus on the Family.
100%. I had people read the book and say, wait a minute, aren't you worried you're going to offend readers? Because everybody is cohabitating now, and that's wrong. You know, and I had to think, well, you know, my understanding of Scripture is sex outside of marriage is not a happy thing.
Well, and that proves the point that we as parents are having to even teach at that level, that something so fundamental that we think is understood.
Yeah. Right.
But speak to this friend's experience, because I think it helps to prove the point.
I absolutely love this sweet mom. She was so vulnerable and willing to share her own heart, because she said she was praying and praying and saying, God, convict them. Let them know what they're doing is wrong. You know, show them from your word, bring people into their lives to tell them that's not your best plan, on and on, you know, prayer warrior mom.
Which is a natural response. May I defend that?
But I'll tell you, the Holy Spirit spoke to her and just said, stop.
Yeah.
They know that. why don't you pray, Mom, that they would see my love? You know, Romans tells us God's kindness leads us to repentance. And so for her, that was like an exhale. That was like an ability to let go and just say to the Lord.
Yeah.
Well, that's a really good reminder for us to stop and quit trying to lecture our kids through God, but just to ask Him to help us love them like He loves them. Hard to do. And Danny, that applies to, you know, the whole parenting journey, right? I mean, we always seem to go to God in prayer and ask Him to fix what's wrong in our kids. But it's especially important for us to be praying properly for our children as they get into the teen years where, you know what, I don't have any sense of what's going on. They're away from me a lot. They're making decisions, and they're making big decisions sometimes.
What great opportunity for parents. During the teen years, it's loaded with opportunities to learn together. I'm learning how my son or daughter right now are wired by God and their opinions on things, their worldview that they're developing. And I get to speak into that, and I get to learn my own insecurities as a parent and my places where maybe I need to learn a little more about my own worldview. And really, when our kids fail, our anxiety is something's going to go really bad here. And that's just the natural tendency of our brain to go there. And that's where we go to prayer and find peacefulness and hope with our Heavenly Father and finding wisdom there as well. And going into moments of talking together as a couple or with our Heavenly Father, if you don't have that spouse, to talk about those anxieties that we have and how we're trying to maybe rescue our kids. We don't have to do that. This is an opportunity for growth. And sometimes, if you look back in your life and I look back at mine, our moments of most growth are probably those moments where we failed or did something wrong or made a poor decision. And God knows that. And He says, hey, lean into me. When you are weak, when you have failed, he says, come to Him. He says He's looking for a humble heart, a contrite spirit, and a person that trembles at His word. That's Isaiah 66:2. And so He's not looking for perfection. He's looking for a heart that's moldable. And that is the teen years. That's where it begins.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Danny, and that's a good encouragement for us. Jody Behrendt wrote her book, Praying the Scriptures for Your Adult Children, to help you kind of get a heart check and to pray more effectively, if you will, for your kids. I'm going to suggest you get this book regardless of how old your children are right now. It's going to be a great resource as they get older, and we'll send a copy of the book to you when you make a generous contribution of any amount to the work of Focus on the Family today. Help us make podcasts like this and offer great resources to listeners by supporting the ministry. Make a one-time gift or a monthly pledge, and we'll send that book to you. We'll have details in the episode notes for donating and to get the book, and also to find other helpful articles and resources to navigate your relationship with your children. Next time, Jody returns with a challenging question about your motivations as a parent. I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Danny and the entire team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.